ripped to pieces like the world came crashing down. People's homes were left in ruins. People's bodies can't be found. And some went out into the madness, trying to survive. They were branded as criminals with disposable lives. They were put on TV in a propaganda spin. They said these people are monsters, look at them. First it was just irony, now it's fact. New Orleans got Iraq'd. Cops came out shooting like a war was being fought. And the papers justified it, they said the looters must be caught. They shot to kill, they said everyone was warned. There were curfews, there were tanks, there were soldiers. The cops went after the enemy, the neighborhood kid, with orders from the top to treat them as they did. They shot people just for walking down the street. Soldiers blocked off the city, kept out relief. At first it was a rumor, now it's fact. New Orleans got Iraq'd.
Federal officials say some 30,000 soldiers are being deployed in New Orleans and other battered areas along the Gulf Coast. On Thursday, 300 National Guard soldiers with combat experience in Iraq and Afghanistan arrived here from Arkansas, and on Friday, a contingent of 1,000 National Guardsmen from Puerto Rico arrived on scene.
Now there's profit in the slaughter, like a war was being fought. The corporate welfare candidates rushed down to see what could be bought. They got open-ended contracts from their politician pets, making billions from it all without getting their hands wet. They'll either rebuild this city as a playground for the rich, or another ghetto war zone. I guess it doesn't matter which. Either way, they push the papers. Either